Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to comment on Ukraine conflict, six capitals, six points of view. We begin in Moscow, but not before we mention the presentation by Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, former President of the United States, former Secretary of State of the United States, about the Ukraine conflict and more in a recent event in New York. Bill Clinton is quoted about his conversation with Vladimir Putin some years ago, where Mr. Clinton says he recognized it was, quote, just a matter of time before Putin attacked Ukraine. The quote in the Financial Times, Vladimir Putin told me in 2011, 3 years before he took Crimea, said former President Clinton, that he did not agree with the agreement I made with Boris Yeltsin. He said, I don't agree with it. And I do not support it, and I am not bound by it. And, adds President Clinton, I knew from that day forward it was just a matter of time. In addition, Mrs. Clinton, former Secretary of State, opines in this same presentation that she believes the defense of Ukraine by NATO and the United States has prevented an overrunning of Taiwan by the People's Republic of China. The quote that is important here, says Mrs. Clinton, she saw that is the defense of Ukraine. And I think before the Russian invasion, there was a good chance he would have moved on Taiwan within 2 to 3 years. I think that timetable has been pushed back because of the failure of Russia to take Ukraine. Professor, a very good evening to you. The Clintons are in unique places to observe Ukraine and also Taiwan. This all brings together the conflict with the allies, Beijing and Moscow. So we begin in Moscow with one more detail. There was, over these last days, an attack, so-called, on the Kremlin with a drone. And the Kremlin speaker has said this was an attack by the United States intending to assassinate Vladimir Putin, who was not in the Kremlin at the time. This is also Victory Day week on May 9th to celebrate the victory over the Hitlerites in 1945. However, we both know that the Moscow presentation to the Russian people is that this is an attempt to conquer Russia again, launched from the West, Germany and its allies, including the United States, so that this victory parade will be unique in celebrating Russia's success again. Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening. The Clintons always pose questions, and my question is, did he do anything about this insight that he had? And in particular, did he tell Mr. Obama, who is really culpable for the way he handled the invasion of Crimea in 2014? It's as if we were caught completely by surprise. And he said, well, you know, we don't want to have a big row about this, so let's let them keep it. And Bill Clinton said that he thought that, you know, it could have been deterred or something. Well, this is all marvelous, but what importance is this information? If Clinton simply said to himself, well, I guess there's going to be a war, and then didn't tell anybody, that's not what we expect from someone who was the executive of the United States of America. As for Hillary, I think the question of this invasion of Taiwan, it's really a very abstract concept, because when people try to spell out what it would really involve, it would involve a horrendous bloodbath. And as the some Chinese generals say, we wouldn't win. So it's a sort of an undefined threat, in the sense that we don't know what equipment they could bring to bear. How would they get across the 100 miles of the Taiwan Strait? What would be the effect on other countries? And I would note here that Japan is really, it's geographically, Taiwan and Japan are part of the same island chain. And the Japanese are not going to sit around if Taiwan is going to become part of PRC. I mean, that's absolutely unacceptable to them. It's as if, you know, Canada became part of Cuba. I mean, we're not going to, I mean, I don't know what we would do then, but that's the kind of nightmare that we're talking about. So I find this interesting, but it's a reflection of how far from reality a lot of our discussion has gone. And there is a link. The link that is important is that really after the Afghanistan debacle, it was clear to everybody who wanted to land a punch on the United States that we were ready and, you know, had our arms loose at our side and were ready to absorb whatever they wanted to pound into us. And that is at least as important to any Chinese consideration as is Ukraine. I mean, I think that they understand that the two things are separate, and they also understand that if Ukraine goes badly for us or ties us down, that may make it easier for them to attack Taiwan. But my own view is that if we and our allies in Asia are strong, and I have to say this administration has done a pretty good job of stitching together a very good alliance. What we're not doing is putting the resources into it, the economic and military resources that are necessary to make it really a living alliance. But this alliance is fine, and it should certainly deter the Chinese. But we're already hearing in the Congress, we're starting to hear debate about Ukraine. There's no debate about Taiwan, except that our official position on Taiwan has never been articulated clearly by anybody except the president. And whenever he does that, people say, well, he doesn't really mean it. He means the opposite. So welcome to the House of Mirrors.
H.A. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on Six Capital, Six Points of View. We're headed to Kyiv, which, according to the Kremlin, launched those drones at the Kremlin. However, the behind the scenes, according to the Kremlin, the U.S. directed the assassination attempt of Vladimir Putin. Does this introduce risk that heretofore did not exist as Mr. Zelensky traveled to the United States and to other parts of Europe to present his case to the European Union? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.